Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey, what's up, y'all? Floyd Money Mayweather is using the IRS to make us all feel very poor.
And there's more drama in the club Shay Shay world. We'll sip on that tea in a minute.
Plus, our Good Judy entertainment journalist Andrew Fron is back with us today.
Good Judy? It's always great to be here. Okay, HK, what's up first?
All right, well, big things popping because over the weekend, the nominees for the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction were announced, and there's 15 acts being considered. And we got some divas here, ladies and gentlemen. You got Mariah Carey, Cher, Mary J. Blige. Hip-hop is also represented with Eric B. and Rakim, as well as Tribe Called Quest being nominated. You also got Lenny Kravitz, Sade, and the late Sinead O'Connor. They're all among the list, along with the hit-making supergroup Kool & the Gang.
Ooh, but check this out. Back in December, Cher told Kelly Clarkson what she thought about the Hall of Fame, who had never nominated her before. She said this, "I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million. I'm never going to change my mind. They can just go and you know what themselves."
Yeah, is that, really? That's your Cher impression?
Is
I think you
gotta
do like a hole, you know, like
a hole.
You know, like where she like, it's very Cher-like. Yeah.
Listen, Cher, why? Why does she need it now? She's like a one-syllable icon. We only have so many of those.
But here's the thing. All these people say, it's not about the awards. We don't care about the awards. Guess what? They all want those awards.
Yeah.
They all want them. Cher wants them. I don't care what she says. Of course she deserves it, but this list is so stacked. How do they decide who gets it and who doesn't?
A lot of people vote. So you become eligible after a certain amount of time in the business. I think it's like 20, 25 years, something like that. Mm. And then the fans vote on the list of the people who can, you know, make it to the next round.
Okay.
So if you're gonna say, screw somebody, it's your fans.
Yeah.
They've aged out perhaps. Okay. Maybe they're not on the internet like that.
But you know what though, even this generation, like, who's not gonna vote for If I Can Turn Back Time?
See, that was a good share. That was a good share.
That was good.
Yeah, but Cher got to prove a point too, honey. It's Black History Month. She got that young black man. She got to let him know that she is a legend.
Exactly.
All right.
So you know what? He need to be out there campaigning for her and getting black people to vote.
All right, guys. Billie Dee Williams' new autobiography, What Have We Here, is out today, and it wouldn't be a memoir without some dirt, Gary.
Oh.
Of course, Billie Dee was in the Star Wars movies, but now he's dishing about star proposition he got back in the day. Now, he was at a party at Marlon Brando's house with his friend, the late, great gay writer James Baldwin. And apparently, when they were alone in the library, Marlon tried to hook up with him, but Billie Dee told him he was not into guys. He wrote, and I quote, "I've been getting hit on all of my life, gay, straight, whatever. Somebody's always hitting on me. Good for you, Billie, because it's not happening to me. I had no qualms with that kind of stuff. Whatever you are, that's who you are. I'm more interested in meeting interesting people." What do y'all think about that?
Marlon Brando tried to check out his book in the library?
Yeah. I think he tried to check out more than that book.
Yeah, he was trying to get a hold of that Lando Calrissian.
Oh, yeah, that was good. It was the 70s. Are we surprised people were getting a little freaky?
Well, I'm surprised the white queens was running after the black boys back then in Black History
anything
Month.
Anything goes these days, Gary, even back then. Why not?
It was
people
been
swirling
equality.
For a long time. People been swirling for a real long time.
Swirl's been around
Peggy
for a long
Lipton
time.
And Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
Right. I swirled last night.
Oh, all right.
Welcome
anybody
to Atlanta.
On this stage?
No comment.
Oh.
Neapolitan.
Is it getting hot in here?
Well, it looks like Club Shay Shay is getting even messier. Now, seems Uncle Shannon Sharpe is warning Mike Epps. Don't be out here lying, because he got the receipts. Hmm. Now, recently at a comedy show, Mike made a joke about how Shannon tried to get him to do an interview, and he said, "No, Madea." Oh. Mike then went on to say he didn't want Shannon scoping out his Heavy D and the boys, if you know what I mean, while sitting across from him. But Unc Shannon said he's a liar and hopped on his podcast, Nightcap, to give Mike the Keep My Name Out Your Mouth warning before he gets to some exposing out here.
Oh, mention my name again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the DM. And I don't like doing this.
Yeah.
But you're lying. See, and I don't care about all that other stuff. You can say I'm gay and you can say I don't care about that. Because I won't chase a lie, but I won't let you lie on my name.
Period. Yeah.
I said this was gonna happen.
What?
I said this was gonna happen.
You did?
Because with Shannon Sharpe interviewing all these different people, honey, on his platform, people getting upset about it. Mm. So somebody got to come up with something on him because he's having all these other people talking about them. But then they also said that Shannon Sharpe may have been gay because his stylist.
Oh, God.
That goes around with
Cry me a river.
Every stylist is gay. Stylists are gay. Like, that's a thing.
First off, if you don't hire a gay stylist, that's your problem.
Yeah.
You might as well not have a stylist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner has not hired a gay stylist for today, clearly. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh. So it seems that Mike Epps got wind of what Shannon said and responded in kind with this message.
Shay Shay, I don't know what grown ass man got a name, baby Shay Shay, but I know this grown man is not mad at me. So many people talk crazy about you. They was on Saturday Night Live talking about you, imitating you, but now you want to fight me? Now, I'm not going to lie. I did DM you to get on the show.
Okay.
But I DM'd you to get on the show because you brought my name up.
No, Cat Williams brought your name up.
And you was trying to get him to talk crazy about me, but he didn't.
He is rewriting history. And plus, Mike Epps is the same guy who, when the Cat Williams interview went viral, he was like, damn, y'all, you ain't want to say nothing about me? Like, he wanted Cat Williams to talk about him. Yeah. So you're looking kind of...
It's all publicity. It's all fueling.
Exactly. Yeah. But then also, you call them Madea. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, those are fighting words for some people. Like, you know what I mean?
Call them Madea. Yeah. Let's be for real.
But like, we love Tyler Perry here, right?
Yeah. We love Tyler Perry. But you call them Madea. Like, we all knew what you meant by that.
And that's
like,
what we're not going to dare.
Also, yeah.
Also, Hurler, I don't care if he is Madea. Shannon Sharpe is huge and jacked.
Exact. Well, anyway, my man Shannon said what he said. My man, he's so fine. I don't care if he was gay.
Why don't you slide in his DMs?
You know I should.
Well, do it.
Do you slide in people's DMs?
No.
Zoop, zoop.
Do people slide in your DMs?
They try to. Hey! Guys, listen, this story is messed up because just when you think you got a little bit of money, here comes Floyd Mayweather to remind you, you don't, okay? The champ, the GOAT, posted a photo of the check he had to cut to Uncle Sam for his taxes with the caption, just before I paid that light million and change for that little Super Bowl stuff, I had to pay the IRS, aka Uncle Sam, $18,047,181,000. Wow. This is what I owed in taxes while I'm retired. So just imagine what I was paying when I was activated. Good Lord Almighty.
It's like, wow. A part of me is like, well, dang. That's a whole
also,
lot of
why
money.
Why is he paying quarterly taxes? Why is this a lump sum thing? He
well,
should
maybe,
be paying.
It might
maybe
be
he needs a new accountant.
Also, this is the biggest flex I've ever seen of all time. Don't show me your cars. Don't show me a stack of cash. I don't want to see your racks. Your IRS bill?
Nah. But you know what? Then you get the schematics in your head of like, how much money did you have to make to pay that much money?
Exactly.
And also the fact that the check is completely white.
It's beautiful.
I mean, when people fail to realize, like, with Mayweather, it's not just boxing. It's not just putting on events. This dude actually owns buildings that have tenants.
Yeah.
And not just apartment, but, like, business buildings in popular cities the way he's making money hand over fist. So this ain't nothing to him.
Yeah. I wonder if he's single.
Well, he got somebody by purse.
You just got you got to buy your own purses.
He don't buy purses no more?
He buy purses, but if you break up, you ain't going to have them.
Wait, did he buy people like Birkins?
Yes, he bought Birkins.
But you had to give it back?
It's kind of like Rent-A-Center for purses.
So anyway. Coming up, y'all, Lord, oh my God, help us, honey. Bob Marley's former side chick is out here posting happy birthday tributes to the deceased legend. Honey, we'll be right back after the break.
I couldn't believe this crap right here. She got a lot of nerves.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with a dish debate. Now, last week would have been Bob Marley's 79th birthday, and social media is going in on Bob's ex-mistress, Cindy Breakspear, for a birthday post to Bob, where she loudly claims her love for her man, who was married to Rita Marley while they were together, by sharing a ton of photos of them, you know, together. Can you hit us with the caption she said?
Mm-hmm. Bob, on what would have been your 79th birthday, I celebrate the incredible impact you had globally. Cherish our amazing son, Damian, and reminisce about the beautiful times we shared from 56 Hope Road to your mother's home in Delaware and Miami, New York, Oakley Street in London, the Bahamas, Trinidad, and beyond.
So much for one love.
Lot more than one love.
You think she's out of pocket for posting this?
No. She's out of every
maybe
pocket.
Maybe they had an open relationship.
Yo.
Maybe it was
No. Bob Marley, the Jamaican man, was in an open relationship. That's what you sign for when you get a Jamaican man, okay?
Yeah.
Rita was not, okay?
Rita
got shot when Bob Marley got shot.
Yeah.
That's a true ride or die.
When Bob Marley wrote wrote that song, Turn Your Light Down Low. That was for the European lady, and he had the nerve, the audacity to ask Rita to sing back up on
Well, you gotta peep the subliminals. When he was saying, Turn Your Lights Down Low, so you could look like my wife.
No, I'm sure Rita didn't look like her, honey, but a white woman will try, though, babe. I ain't mad at her. She will do it, bitch.
Just ask Tanner.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, they're terrible. They're very mean.
No, Shadana would never do
Yo,
that.
Yo, my mother would never.
She
no.
would never.
Yeah, my mom, she will shoot you.
Okay.
All right, guys, moving on. Reba McEntire had a great weekend, bringing a football player to tears with her rendition of the national anthem. But how will she celebrate Valentine's Day? Apparently, she's keeping it simple by going to Sonic.
That's right.
That's right. Reba teamed up with the restaurant chain to launch a sweetheart meal for Valentine's Day. And get this, you guys, Reba and her boyfriend, Rex Lynn, both love Sonic, and they went to Sonic for the first Valentine's Day together and will do the same thing this year. So are y'all hitting up Sonic for V-Day? Do y'all get that Sonic coin that Reba is doing?
This is kind of like the country version of when Cardi B and Offset had that McDonald's.
They are the country version of Cardi B and Offset.
Okay.
For sure.
That could have been y'all.
But can I ask a question? Yeah. What do you mean by her and her boyfriend? They old as hell. Why they not married?
They're not married. Because Reba has too much.
Reba just got a divorce a couple years ago.
And Reba has so much money that if for that marriage, there'd have to be all kinds of prenups and everything. So I think she just wants
to. So she on her Oprah and Steadman tip.
She doesn't want anyone coming for her coin.
That's fancy right there. Yeah. She knows.
Oh, that's fancy like the song.
Wait, okay. So real talk though, Jesse, could you handle a Sonic Valentine's Day date? Or is that not?
So you want to go ahead and hit on out of Sonic?
Let's go.
Do I get to
You said that kind of nervously, like it was.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely nervous.
Like you don't want to go to Sonic with me.
We can go to Sonic. We can absolutely go to Sonic.
Sonic is real good. I like the extra long coney dogs. I love those.
What?
Sonic has the foot long.
Yeah, I love
one. Wait, I thought that was Subway.
No, baby, that's Sonic. That's,
there's another so Drake joke in here somewhere.
Oh. You trying to let me know you got a. Know what?
Next. I would love to go to Sonic for Valentine's
Day. Jesus, okay.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Coming up, Big Chew, Chewy Martinez chats with Nick Cannon about his new show, Big Drive, and much more. So guys, keep it in park. Get it?
Oh.
No.
Right here, stay here.
Yeah, park your foot long.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Big Q. How you doing, baby?
Man, I'm good. How you been?
So I'm good. It's even better here hanging out with you today,
man.
I appreciate it, man. So here we are. Big Drive.
Yeah, another one.
We're doing cars now.
Yeah, you know, coming from where we come from, man, we always got an affinity and love for cars. So I kind of been in this space, like, just as a passion and a hobby. And to be able to say, you know, like I said, now that the accountants, I can finally be like, look, it's all paying off. I'm not spending money on cars now. I have a show where, you know, I get to actually hopefully inspire people and find out what drives some of your favorite celebrities and just chopping it up like this.
Yeah.
Just with like some cool energy.
And here we are, brother.
Here we are.
With your show about cars.
Right? You know, dreams do come true. Dream big, baby. Big
yes.
Drive.
Always. Always. But what was that? What was the first car you bought on your own? Do you remember?
First car I purchased.
Yes.
Man, I always tell people this. It was, Will Smith told me, don't buy it. He had a Range Rover.
Okay.
And I got signed to his company, Overbrook, and I took that money and I bought me a Range Rover.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Nice and responsible.
And totaled it like not even a month later.
No, Nick. What? Yeah,
I don't even think about. I don't know. My insurance. It was. I might have been too young. I don't know what happened, but it was a waste of money. I learned that the hard way.
No.
Yeah.
Were you wrecked it?
Yeah, on Laurel Canyon, or like, right?
See, it wasn't your fault. It was a rock.
Yeah,
it was
a rock. It was too windy, and I.
Yeah.
Teenage love.
Yeah. So my girl Jesse, who's working with us now.
Yeah.
On Dish Nation.
Yeah, she be on there talking.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, you got to come back to work.
Oh, we can train. We can train.
Right.
We can train.
I'll
come to Wild
and Out. Yeah, you should. Yeah. 100%. We love Jesse.
If you could describe Jesse one car, what kind of car would Jesse be?
Something loud. But sexy, though.
Okay.
Something loud is sexy.
Okay.
She'd be like, you know, like, definitely like a Chevelle.
Okay.
Old school Chevelle.
Old school.
Sleek. you know.
Those are loud.
Candy paint, yeah, with the blower engine, so it's real loud.
Yeah.
But, you know, skillful and talented.
You hear that, Jesse? You hear that, Jesse? A Chevelle.
There it is. Old school Chevy.
Old school Chevy. I love that. I love that. So from all your friends in Hollywood, my friend, are you envious of any of their car collections, and who would it be?
I guess I got it. I don't want to get this guy in a problem. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart? Really?
Because it started off, I think he likes cars because I liked cars.
So you're the one that introduced him to all this?
He wants to be me. This is the thing.
Kevin, why do you want to be Nick?
And so, but now he has more money than me. So I'm a little, my car, like, I still think my car collection is flyer to him.
Okay.
But now you go to his house, he got like a Ferrari wall. And like,
really?
It's like, you're doing too much.
So who can we expect driving around with you in the first season?
First season, you're going to see everybody from the OGs like Snoop Dogg. I had to go pull up on Snoop. This is one of the reasons why we ride.
Snoop. That. That's Ankh right there, man.
Rolling down the street,
yeah,
doing illegal things.
Yes. And his car collection is not too shabby.
What?
His car collection is real. Crazy.
His is real. Like I said, he's one of the ones that we learned from. True OG, but then we go all the way to a lot of these newer cats that's doing it big. I mean, we went to Chicago and rode with Dirk in an electric luxury vehicle, riding around with NLE Chopper.
And what's next for you, my friend? What does 2024 bring for you, man?
Man, more of this.
More of this.
You know what I mean? Like, constantly getting opportunities to create new platforms, create new opportunities for others. So you're going to see more of me doing what we do.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And when can we check out Big Drive?
Big Drive. Premiere only on Tubi, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Where the coach is at.
Yes.
Get to it.
Yeah. Love Chewy it. Martinez, Nick Cannon.
We out here. We got Chewy.
You're a true inspiration, brother.
Come
we love
on,
you.
Man. You're the highest class of civilization right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach might be banned from the happiest place on earth, y'all. During a recent episode of their podcast, their guest Matt James, the former Bachelor, shared that he will be running the Disney 5K. Well, in response to that, TJ revealed they may not be allowed inside the Disney parks after being ousted as co-host of GMA3. He said, "I don't think we are allowed to go to parks grounds anymore. We will check. Last we checked, we weren't."
Oh my God.
Is not true.
That's not true.
Not like Disney's not like you get to Disney World and they're like bio scanning your face. Oh no, you had an affair on ABC. We're not letting you in. Letting you on Space Mountain. Like, come on, that's not true.
We don't want you guys making out on the rides.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think Disney don't want that. Like, you never know. You don't be seeing the way they be carrying on. Next thing you know, you down to Space Mountain and you see them just lollygagging and tongue kissing and sucking each other's face off.
They can do that in Pirates of the Caribbean.
You could get kicked out of Disney for PDA, but the fact remains is like TJ and Amy are not banned from Disney.
I think they probably don't get free passes
anymore. That's true. You know what, TJ and Amy? I know people at Disney. I'll get you some free tickets.
What about us?
All y'all get free tickets.
If I was banned from a place, I would wear a disguise just to spite the people.
Hats. He could wear a little beard. She could wear a scarf and a wig.
It's Black History Month. Everybody look alike. So just go on through.
What that mean? What that mean? He not gonna blend in.
Right. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.